Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham in operations, where the hurricane specialists behind me are continuing to look at several different systems, one in particular, Hurricane Florence. Right now it's 2 o'clock Eastern. This is your update on Florence. You can see the center is still moving very slow. In fact, the latest information that we had with the aircraft and also looking on radar, moving west at only 5 miles an hour, so moving very slowly. So around that center, you can see that intense rainfall and also some still gusty winds, with the latest information still remaining at 75 miles an hour. So still a lot of gusty winds and a very dangerous situation right out of the center. But let's look away from that a little bit. This is really important. These rain bands could be particularly dangerous, as you have areas like this. I want to draw it like that because this is important to look at, because you really, when you look at it on the radar, you start seeing this rain moving really fast. That's really because the rotation around the hurricane. But notice that entire band stays within the lines that I drew. That means the repetitive rainfall over the same areas, and that's where we're seeing incredible rainfall totals, radar estimating 15 to 20 inches in some of these areas. So that is a very dangerous situation for flash flooding in these areas continuing. And it's not just the flash flooding. It is also the tornado threat. You can see some of these cells offshore moving inland. A lot of times what we see in these rain bands, it's not just the high winds and gusty winds, and it's also the tornado threat within these bands. So that's particularly dangerous. Let's look at that forecast. It really hasn't changed a whole lot. We do expect that slowdown to continue. Here we are now at 2 p.m. With time, we don't move very fast. We move inland, still a hurricane. And then by Saturday morning, a storm. But at the same time, we're not very far inland. We're in central South Carolina. We're still on Sunday morning in South Carolina. Very slow progress with this system. That's all the geography we're going to cover through Sunday. And we have another system in the Great Lakes, a trough that's finally going to carry Florence out of here. And this is on Monday, and that's on Tuesday. So it's going to take some time. But in the meantime, there's going to be a lot of impacts. One of them was storm surge. We had a lot of storm surges we've seen in a lot of areas, and just devastating storm surge. And we've been really watching the values in these areas, 6 to 9 feet, and even inland. We've been really trying to talk about the Newbern area inland, 7 to 11 feet. And that occurs because we really have the water gets trapped. This is something we've been talking about all morning, and it's real important to talk about what's happening here. So the water comes in. These rivers normally drain out. You start talking the Pamlico River and the Neuse River, but the water was forced in with the hurricane, and then it piles up where the channels get smaller into Newbern and even further north. Look how far. We're miles and miles inland where we can still see some of this storm surge. So we coming off a high tide. We had high tide over the last few hours. It's starting to come down. So even though the high tide's coming down, you're still going to take a lot of time to drain this water. It takes a while because you even have the rainfall that still has to drain. It's going to be a while before we get rid of all that water. Let's take a look at the rain. This is something that we've been talking about for a while. A large area of rain, 20 to 30 inches right around that center, maybe even up to 40 inches by the time it's all said and done. But not just a coastal problem. Look, Charlotte, 10 to 15. Even looking northward, Raleigh towards Asheville could get these higher rainfall totals. And when that happens, you really couple that on the terrain, the mountains and the hills with all that rain. Some of these totals could be higher depending on where these storms set up. Then you have dangerous flash flooding, and then you have the mudslides. That's something we got to continue to watch through the weekend and into early next week, with the river flooding that could last a week even after Florence. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center, right here in our operations area.